Hi, if you record your name and reason for calling, I'll see if this person is available.
Nadine Medina, I'm with Local Splash. This message is for Raul.
Thanks. Please stay on the line.
Thanks for calling. Cassidy, Raul speaking.
Hi, Raul. It's Nadine Medina with Local Splash. How are you?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm good. I mean, it's only Tuesday, but, I mean, Wednesday's right around the corner. So well, that's a good sign, right? I'm looking forward to the weekend again. So I'm part of the upgrades department. I know we're currently managing, you know, your local SEO, and we're managing the Facebook ads and the website and the directories. However, Raul, there's a program, and I don't know if you've ever heard of it, but you might qualify for it. It's called Google Guaranteed. Are you familiar with that program, or have you seen
it? I've heard of it. Not too familiar with it.
Okay. So what Google Guaranteed is, right, you'll see them at the very top of the page in the Google search. They have, it'll say sponsored Google Guaranteed, and they have a check mark.
Okay.
What that is, it's Google's pay-per-lead program where it's a lead that's going to come to you in the form of a phone call. You don't share it with anyone. This is not like an Angie's Leads or like, you know, Home Advisor Leads or Thumbtack, if you've ever used any of those programs. It's an actual call.
Okay.
And so basically, when Google created this program, they implemented, you know, certain requirements just because you go through an approval process. So basically, Google requires for you to have at least 5 Google reviews on your Google business profile. And then they also run a background check. They go back 7 years. They're just looking for felonies. They're not looking at your credit or misdemeanors. And depending on your category, they'll require both license and insurance, or one or the other. I was looking at the license requirements. So I see that it's called a branch 1 or a branch 2 or a branch 3 for the licensing, for the pest control.
Yeah.
Which one do you carry?
The branch 2.
The branch 2. Okay, so it's either one of those, so you got that. And then they do want you to carry a $500,000 general liability insurance, just proof of that. I'm assuming you probably got more.
Usually
everyone carries more, you know. Okay, so you qualify for the program, okay? Now, with this program, there is an application fee. It's a one-time application fee of $250. What we do is we send you the application, you fill it out, submit it, and we push it through to Google to get it approved. Okay?
Okay.
The approval can take 4 to 8 weeks. However, I've seen some people get approved in 3 weeks. It's going to determine, honestly, on how quickly you submit the application and respond to the background check. But once you get approved, we'll call you to notify you and to activate your leads within 3 days, unless if you tell us otherwise. Okay? Couple of things I want to confirm with you real quick, though. If I'm talking about pest control, right, that means I'm going to name these subcategories to you and tell me which ones you do not do. Okay?
Okay.
Ants, bed bugs, bees, cockroaches.
So let me stop you right there. Bed bugs is kind of a gray area.
Okay.
Because I don't do it myself, but I do subcontract it.
Okay. So we'll kind of say no on that right now. But definitely bees and cockroaches, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What about fleas or mites?
Yep.
Hornets or wasps?
Yep.
Mosquitoes?
Mm-hmm.
Rodents?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh, this is giving me escalofríos just thinking about it. Spiders and termites?
No termites.
No termites. What about any wildlife? Skunks, I would say. No?
No.
Okay. And then you obviously do inspections and ongoing maintenance too, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Okay. I just wanted to confirm because I want to make sure that that would be a suitable category for you. Now, like I said, once you get approved, we'll notify you and then activate the lease within 3 days, unless if you tell us otherwise. To activate the lease.
So why would I not want you to activate it?
Well, no, I'm saying unless if you told us don't activate it until next week. You know what I mean? Because on a date that we might call you, you might not be ready to activate them within the 3 days. So I'm going to go over
why
that.
It's okay.
I'll tell you why. Because when I share the activation budget with you, okay, I'm gonna go over the price, and then I'll explain to you why sometimes people say, can you wait until Friday, or can actually activate them right now. I want them turned on now, okay? So to activate those leads, it's $923.
Oh, okay. Now I understand.
Now do you understand?
Yeah, I understand.
Now, it gives you up to 13 leads in the month. Okay? Basically, your leads are $71 a lead. Okay? Now, let's say someone called you and said, can you come and remove this skunk? That's wildlife. That's not included in your services. You get credited back for that lead because it's considered unqualified. It's not a service you offer. You see where I'm going with this?
Yeah.
Now, if someone's calling you to solicitate you to see if you're hiring, that's an unqualified lead that would get credited back. If someone's calling you, let's say someone's calling you from Anaheim, you don't service that area. As long as it's not noted in the areas that you service, Google has to credit the lead back to you because it's unqualified. Okay? Google will assign a special tracking number to you that's linked to your phone, and it has an AI system set up that will identify what's qualified and what's not. However, we are also monitoring it. So, Raul, if we see that one slip through the cracks, we are going to dispute it with Google on your behalf to have that credited back to you.
Okay?
If you only received one lead in the month, okay, I've never seen that happen, but let's just say you did. What is left over from that $923 budget, because remember, it deducts the lead, the $71 from the budget when you get a lead coming in. What's left over from the budget, that's going to carry over to the next month. It rolls over. So now that means the following month, you're only paying $71 because you're paying for the lead that you received the month before because the remaining rolled over. Make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. If you're going on vacation, or let's just say you're just too booked up for the next couple of weeks, you can't handle more leads, you call us and you say, shut off my leads. We will pause the leads. We'll shut them off. We don't turn them back on until you call us to turn them back on.
Yeah.
If when you call to shut them off, to pause them, and you had only gotten two leads, then when you call to turn them back on, it's going to pick up where it left off. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. It allows you to, it basically allows you to target wherever your insurance and your license covers you, whether it's by county you want to target, city, zip code. You could cover the whole state of California if you wanted. I don't recommend it. It really puts you out too far. Unless they were paying you $1 million, you know what I mean? You're like, I'm headed on my way up north. But, I mean, that's basically how it works. Okay?
Okay.
And, I mean, it's, I will say this, it is one of Google's better products. I love your company name.
Thank you.
Pest Daddy. There you go. Now, you know how you got 16 reviews on your profile now? Even though Google Guaranteed is a completely separate program, those same reviews that are on your Google Business profile are also going to show up on the Google Guaranteed profile. Those same reviews will show there. Okay. So, I mean, I don't know. What do you think? How do you feel about it?
It sounds very intriguing. I know that this is, since it's Google, right? The monster that Google is. I know that it is a better investment than doing Yelp or Angie's or anything like that, which basically do the same thing in a way.
Yeah.
Now, I will tell you this. I will have to hold off based on the pricing that you're giving at the moment. I will have to hold off, or I want to stay until maybe end of October.
Okay.
And the reason why is because I literally spent a lot of that budget that I was using for getting leaked. I spent a lot of that budget on new equipment because we're actually taking on a big management company.
No way. Wow.
That alone is going to be like a bunch of like weekly jobs every 2 weeks, every like two visits per week. And I'm talking.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
Each one is three groups that I'm talking to, and we're already going to take one that has 19 locations alone in San Diego.
That's so good.
So with that being said, those 19 locations, I'm already going to have to get a tech, so on and so forth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I need to hold. I really need to hold off at the moment. I don't want to rush into this because I don't want to have these leads and then this jumps on, and I'm definitely gonna. Essentially, what's gonna happen is I'm gonna have you to get all this ready for me to tell you turn off the leads and not turn them on for like 2 months because I'm trying to figure this out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and one thing like. And I'll always be transparent with you too, Raul. It's, I promise you this, it will never, ever, ever happen overnight. Never, never. Okay?
Yeah. No,
so that's why I always give the timeline of 4 to 8 weeks. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But even let's just say, right? Let's say, okay, you get it started. You fill out your application, right? You're going through your background check. And let's say you end up getting approved in 6 weeks, right? And we call you, hey, Raul, you've been approved. We want to activate your leads in 3 days, right? I mean, if you said, hey, listen, not right now. I need to wait. I need you guys to call me in 2 weeks to see if I'm ready to activate them. They're not going to just activate them right then and there. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, we would never work like that with you. You know, we don't want you to turn them on if you can't handle it at the moment. You know, that would make, like, no sense. You know what I mean? Like, you're receiving
for
a lead, but you can't even get to it, you know? But basically, that's how it works.
I get that. Now, let me ask you this. Is there a way to do, like, targeted leads? Like, if I'm in a certain location and I want to expand in that location, is that a thing? Or is it kind of like just it has to be?
No. So, like, let's say, for example, right, what are the typical areas that you target? I mean, aside from Escondido, right, you go to San Diego.
Yeah.
Where else do you travel to?
Well, see, that's where I'm interested in that regard because, like I told you, these places, once they – release one account to you, they start releasing others.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those things where you kind of have to be willing to do them because, you know, they don't want to have to deal with multiple vendors, right?
So, no, they don't. If they could have one vendor to deal with and that you're handling, you know, hey, I need you to go to these areas, yes, absolutely. Yeah,
and you can
definitely address
the
areas. Mm-hmm.
With that being said, once I take on a couple of accounts, what's going to happen is I'm going to have to obviously take care of those, but I'm going to have to fill in the gaps, right?
Between
days. So that's really going to come into play. So I'm actually glad you called me because it's really kind of helping me put a plan in place. But like I said, give me a call. I don't know how you can set yourself reminders, but give me a call.
I can.
In like 3 to 4 weeks from now, please.
Okay. If
because
I'm looking at my calendar right now, let me see. 3 to 4 weeks. So let's say if I call you like the second week of October would be like say the 14th.
Mm-hmm.
I can follow up with you then just to see like, hey, Raul, how are things going? You know what I mean? I'm going to also send you a recap of the Google Guaranteed, what we discussed. And then I'm going to send you get text messages on this number, right? The one that we're speaking on. Okay. I'm going to send you my contact info. My name is Nadine Medina. I work here at Local Splash. I'm at the same 877 number. You would just put my extension 623, and then the email that I'll send you in the next couple of minutes, and I'll just confirm the email I have on file, raul825864@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to send you the email with the recap. This way you have everything there that we just went over. I mean, hey, if you want to get this done sooner than when I have scheduled to call you on the 14th, at least you have my contact information. You're welcome to call me, okay?
Yeah, for sure.
If I don't hear from you, then I'll call you then and just kind of see, like, hey, are you ready to get it going or do you need a little bit more time, you know, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, if you were, like, let's say, for example, you're like, hey, you know what, I need to change my targeted areas, you can do that.
Okay.
Absolutely. Do you come as far as Orange County or no?
No, but San Diego, I do have some accounts kind of spread out in some areas. And again, it's mainly for businesses that I just kind of have to take on as part of the team.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Wow, do you have a couple of guys that help you at least, or you don't do this all on your own, do you?
it's getting to that point. But that's like I said, I need to hold off. I need to play strategically because
For sure.
I'm going to need some manpower before I even commit to this, you know.
Yeah, and you don't want to put yourself in a position. And again, this program, like, we always start you off with a minimum monthly budget just because we want you to see how it works first, right? That does not mean that you can't say, like, hey, you know, over these next couple months, can we go ahead and up it to where I'm getting up to 20 leads in a month? It would change your minimum monthly budget, but not your cost per lead. So you always have that option as well to increase the amount of leads that you're receiving in the month. Okay.
Okay.
So, yeah, in the next couple minutes, it'll be in your inbox. And then, yeah, and then I'll reach back out to you on the 14th of October, okay?
Sounds good.
Thank you so much, Raul, for taking the call. Have a very blessed afternoon, okay?
You too.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.